We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
92.5 WBEE, the perfect Thanksgiving plate is on our website at WBEE.com. Text plate to 585-252-9233. Cyber Monday, taking time to order some Christmas presents or whatever you're shopping for while at work today.
Oh, well, you know, or you can wait till after, right?
What I think we're over here. Each of us are on a different app on our phones.
Shopping right now? The two of you.
No, just browsing, not shopping.
That's worse. You're taking time off the task at hand here at work to do nothing. Shop.
I'm talking. That's all I need to do. See, I knew what kind of job to look for. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So does everything go out the window between now and the first of the year now as far as diet, exercise, well-being, stuff like that?
No.
You're trying to hang on?
Between now and at least December 20th. 22nd at the latest. That's when all the birthdays start in Doug's family. Oh.
It's cake and people picking out what they want for dinner
and everybody does, you know, not the same thing, but there's always hot appetizers and they're so
hot.
All of them.
Yeah.
Delicious. You know, it's a horrible time of year for if you have, you know, little to no self-control.
I mean, who has? I mean, really, these are people that we all admire and wish we were like, but I think it's the majority of people who do not have self-control.
Yeah.
If there's a fresh batch of cookies, cupcakes, fudge, brownies,
right,
cinnamon rolls.
Right. And yeah, I started all of that at Thanksgiving. I had this huge batch of rolls, cinnamon raisin, regular rolls. I made a bunch of them. And then, you know, I made my first batch of fudge for my family in Auburn because it had snowed. And that was always my father's tradition. But
is fudge hard to make
for you?
Yes, I'm the one asking the question, so yes, it would be for me.
For
okay.
Just because my young son looked at me the other day at the grocery store and said, have you ever heard of fudge? And I go, I have heard of fudge. And he goes, it's really good. Is it something we could buy? And I go, normally it's something that you make, but I don't know. I mean, like, we can get a fudge brownie. Because we were at Tops.
Yeah.
And I was like, they got fudge brownies back there. He's like, no, I had fudge for the first time.
Oh, my God.
So I should really learn how to make it and surprise him.
There are some really, you can buy a box at Tops. It's made by Carnation. Everything you need is in there.
Good.
And
done.
It's a good, easy, the fudge that I make is, I'll be honest with you, it's not easy. You need a candy thermometer. Once it gets to 235 degrees, you start beating that stuff with a wooden spoon.
Okay.
And you've got to get it out of the pan just when it loses its gloss. Because that means it's cooled to a temperature where it's starting to harden. Get it out of the pan and into what, you know, the.
There you go. Easy peasy, TJ.
Oh, no, it's not.
I feel like you're making candy thermometer up. Like, you're like, yeah. I'm going to throw something in there.
That's a character in Candyland, right?
That makes TJ look stupid.
No, they
Everybody
really exist,
knows.
Kiddo. They really do exist.
Go get the pipe stretcher from the truck. That's what used to be mine when I did plumbing with my dad.
Change the winter air in your tires.
Correct. Get the candy thermometer. Okay,
get
okay,
the
Terry.
Candy thermometer.
Right, Terry. Right. The candy thermometer.
This is great.
How stupid do I look?
Is baking something that is done more in the next couple of weeks leading up to the holidays? Is this, you know, Christmas cookies? Is that still happening in kitchens across Rochester and Western New York? Or
In my world, it is. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't speak for everyone.
Well, TJ said fudge, and we got 15 texts about how people are making or used to make fudge. This person says fudge is easy to make, TJ. I use a meat thermometer instead of the made-up candy thermometer that Tara was talking about.
Otherwise known as the meat thermometer, Terry.
Okay.
Then you got to get out your candy thermometer.
I'm sorry. I don't use a meat thermometer. I use a candy thermometer. Mm-hmm. it's a digital one. I used to have one that was...
you carve the word candy in it?
No,
did
not.
Which makes it your candy one?
Is there anything you could put in the oven to bake, Terry? We'll ask you, resident baker here. That isn't awful for you? Like, is there anything that you could... Because when I think of bake, I think of cupcakes and cookies and fudge and brownies and...
There are wonderful alternative ways of sweetening things. You can bake with honey and Splenda and, you know, guave, all kinds of things. So it doesn't have to be horrible for you.
But all the good stuff is.
For the most part.
I'm jealous of the friends I had where they're like, oh, my dad or my mom used to make these cinnamon rolls every Saturday morning. We'd come downstairs and have these cinnamon rolls for breakfast or whatever with breakfast.
That means they were up for a while before their kids got up. Because,
oh, no, I make them all the time. They come in the tube.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
thanks to the Pillsbury, they're done in 10 minutes in the oven. I'll have them every Saturday morning if I could.
You are making them. You're not baking them, though.
Yikes.
They're soft and then they rise. And then I have to put the icing on them. I mean, there's some steps getting into that dang tube. You got to unpeel it and then sit and flinch thinking it's going to pop open.
Yeah, when is that going to rise? No. You shouldn't. Well, never mind. You shouldn't. Never mind.
Do you have like a cold weather tradition that you might do every Saturday afternoon when you wake up, Terry?
I'm sometimes up before noon. Yes. Yeah. Well, but it's not all baking. If anyone in my house would eat the stuff, I would bake every weekend for them. But I don't have a lot of sweet tooths living. I don't know.
Are they more savory? Like salt and...
Absolutely. Which infuriates me. So I bake and send it to my neighbors. Now they enjoy it. I will bake for anyone who likes to eat that stuff. I would...
TJ's mouth is wide open and eyes...
I don't understand what the problem is. No. I like to eat baked goods. You like to bake goods.
I should just always bring them in.
Yes,
I don't know.
I like that.
My grandmother used to make a different kind of, you know, cookies every weekend.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Does that even exist anymore? 5252 WBEE.
She would bring it in the same tin. She would bring the tin home by about Thursday. That's when they were gone. And the tin would come back full of cookies again every Sunday.
All I think about if I'm in her position is that pressure of doing that every weekend.
No, there's no pressure. It gives you a chance to do something you love. I can't wait
I'm not buying it. How can you love standing there, getting flour everywhere?
It's fun.
Frustrated
by the
content.
She's big like a Muppet. She might probably be able to contain it.
You don't get flour everywhere.
I'm a big old mess over there.
I made three different kinds of pie crust this weekend just because I wanted to see the difference between an all butter, an all lard, and a butter lard. And the butter lard won.
Well, of course, because it's butter and lard. I could have told you that.
Oh, yeah.
No need to bake it.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. I bet it's the better one.
Well, whatever.
Yes.
I made pie tarts out of them. And that was the most popular thing I made this weekend.
Wow.
So it was just pie crust with butter and then cinnamon and sugar. You roll it up, cut them into little pinwheels, and you bake them.
I just don't know if those traditions happen anymore. 585-252-WBEE. Around the holidays, every weekend, my blank makes blank. Like, I don't know if that sentence is said anymore. I don't know why. I don't know
I make French toast every Saturday. Okay, probably not what you were like.
What do you mean make French toast? Like take the frozen Eggo French toasts and put them in the toaster?
I take a piece of bread.
Wonder bread.
Put it in the egg and throw it on the griddle.
Love okay, it. Well.
And then I use the cinnamon Land O'Lakes butter. And then I put a bunch.
You make that every Saturday?
Yes.
Wow.
For my family, because I am such a handy cook.
There's got to be a loophole here of some sort.
No, there's not. It's
you best, you know, find a really reliable outlet for insulin soon.
I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Cinnamon butter, for God's sake.
Early morning wake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.